Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Good morning. It is a Friday, and we're happy. We've made it to the end of the week. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show. That would be me, Kim St. Ange, here this morning. Carl Middleman, Susan Thomas has got your traffic here coming up in just a few minutes. And hope to get you off on the right foot this morning. We'll keep you up to date on what's going on. We got lots of stuff to get to still. We got our Queen of Hearts drawing coming up. Of course, we do all we can as the official radio partner for Guns and Hoses. And, of course, benefiting Backstoppers. We love that. They're going to have their winner of their Queen of Hearts drawing is weekly. You have a chance at winning half the pot that continues to grow, or you can win smaller cash prizes. And all of the money is going to go to Guns and Hoses. We'll have that winner for you coming up in the next segment, so be sure and stay tuned for that. Also hoping to talk to Lucas Tomlinson from Fox News, who's covering the latest NIL controversy. A bunch of college presidents and athletic directors got together yesterday, and they were kind of debating all of this, and they all want answers. So far, there don't seem to be a lot of those. They all have questions, let's put it that way, about how crazy this portal is right now when it comes to college athletes. It's turned into the minor leagues for the pros, it seems, and there's cash flying everywhere. How much money can your alums come up with is what it seems to be more often than not, which is sad, you know?
I think it's funny that Mizzou asks me to donate, and I'm like, you know, my student loans are paid off, but no offense. Love you, Mizzou, but not... Yeah. Not going to be giving you the money. I've already paid you thousands and thousands of dollars.
It's a big effort, and if you'll notice, that has ramped up the last 2 years. Like they're really, the alumni groups have formed, and they're really targeting the St. Louis area, which maybe they had ignored in the past, to find those alums with deep pockets who'll donate to this, so they can go out and offer the next star basketball player, the next star football player, a decent NIL package to attract them to Mizzou. It's not enough to come for the opportunity anymore or the free education. It's what else can you pay me, or I'm not coming to play for you. It's sad.
How many of these athletes you think who graduate and go on to play professionally end up donating to their school? You think a lot of them continue to donate
a bunch of money? I imagine some do. I do. I imagine some do. If they're committed to it. The thing I see, though, is kids coming to school for a year, they're unhappy with the amount of playing time they got, or they think they hear whispers they could make more money somewhere else. Yep. They enter the portal and they're gone. Mm-hmm. And you're not building any kind of relationship with those students at all in terms of their connection to the university. Mm-hmm. So that's the downside of it. And you know, I get it in some cases. We'll talk more about it coming up here in just a few minutes. Right now, Carl, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
We've got to do better to connect the dots and let people know the reason you can't afford.
I think what Trump is doing is brilliant. He knows this better than anybody. I trust him, and the American people trust him too, and he's doing a fine job of it.
Yeah, that is Nancy Mace there talking about the situation with the president and that he is playing chess while China is playing checkers, Chinese checkers.
We've got to do better to connect the dots and let people know the reason you can't afford a home is because of these failed immigration policies.
Hey, there she is, future President Jasmine Crockett for the Democrats, or at least future presidential candidate or vice presidential candidate, whatever. Let her keep talking. It's Operation Let Them Talk.
And there'll be a transition cost and transition problems, but in the end, it's going to be a beautiful thing.
Yeah, the transition is that the market will be up, the market will be down as it throws temper tantrums. At the end of the day, we'll all be a lot richer because we get rid of these unfair trade practices with foreign countries that have been taking advantage of the United States for years.
I hope to have the privilege and the honor to really build the trust through actions in the coming weeks, years, to be serving the entire city of St. Louis.
Yeah, that's the mayor-elect, Kara Spencer. What am I hearing in the background?
I don't know. This board is making stupid noises.
I was thinking, I know Drew got to pick the music, but does he get to, like, is it a music bed now under me the whole
Wasn't
time?
Isn't that no. Sabrina Carpenter?
No.
Was it? Really?
It's Billie Eilish.
Oh.
Billie Eilish.
Tells you how much I know.
Birds of a Feather.
Imagine that. There's a trend here, if you've been listening to the music this morning, starting off with Eagles Fly by Hagar. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, back to the mayor there for a minute. She held her first sort of impromptu news conference yesterday out in front of City Hall. Reporters flocked around her. They were asking her all kinds of questions. One of the we'll let you listen to that soundbite in its entirety. Carl, go to cut 15, please.
Oh, my message is that, look, I was elected to represent the entirety of St. Louis, and I hope to have the privilege and the honor to really build the trust through actions in the coming weeks, years, to be serving the entire city of St. Louis. And I think that'll bear out. We're really looking forward to making partnerships, new partnerships in particular, to build bridges and to build success across communities that haven't necessarily seen success in the past.
Yes, yes.
Did you hear what happened that may have led to even more tension between Kara Spencer and Tashara Jones, who, by the way, have supposedly met since Tashara was defeated on Tuesday?
I have not heard that.
So supposedly Tashara sends out some sort of a memo to her staff letting them know, hey, basically at the end of my administration, which, by the way, Kara Spencer will be sworn in as the next mayor on the 15th, so next week. Anyways, Jones says, you know, your job basically is done as soon as Kara Spencer starts, unless she decides to keep you for whatever reason. And Kara Spencer's point is, whoa, 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 that's not how it works. I don't have time in the next week to select somebody for all these different departments. You're supposed to stay in that position until we can fill the role.
So you basically, mean all the department heads?
The department heads. So the concern would be that all these different departments in the city, even though she's telling them to leave, and even though Kara Spencer very well could and likely will replace a lot of them and bring in her own people, she needs somebody in that role until she can figure it out. I mean, we can't expect her, whatever the 15th is, that like Tuesday
tax
or something?
Day.
Monday
that's
or Tuesday. Okay.
Uh-huh.
You can't expect her to fill all those roles.
No.
I feel like that was a little jab by Tashara Jones.
Hey, you're free to go, by the way, as soon as she gets sworn in. Well, no. I mean, you might be going, but in the meantime, let the new mayor. It's like when a new coach comes in. You might be the starter next year. You might not, but wait and meet the guy at least, right?
Maybe see what happens. Maybe Ida did that to her.
What's possible?
I think Tashara wanted to screw Kara Spencer and put her in a bad position coming in where she has a lot of people who were packing up their bags and saying, well, I thought I was told I didn't have a job. I'm leaving.
It's possible. And maybe there's a little bit of a grace period here for her. We'll see what happens. The important thing to remember is that because of what's happened with state control of the police department, she talks a good game when it comes to wanting to hire more police officers. She'll need to ask for some of that more money in the budget. But remember that state law that was passed is going to guarantee, now that the department's under state control, that like 25% of the budget has to go to the police. So whether she wants to or not, more money will be going there. And now the board will be under state control. So that's going to be a step in the right direction for getting a hold of crime in the city. The next thing you need to worry about is somebody at the next news conference need to ask her how serious she was about Better Together and the merger. I haven't heard anybody ask her that yet.
But it's not really a matter of how serious Kara Spencer is about it, because if the other players, for example, St. Charles County and St. Louis County, don't want to be part of it, you know, does it really matter? It's kind of a moot point, because she can't get anything done if they don't want to play ball.
But it isn't if they can get it on a statewide ballot again.
Okay, you're right. That's
true. The problem.
I keep forgetting that could be at stake.
It wouldn't be a local vote, which was the problem with Better Together before. They wanted everybody in the state to make this decision. And quite frankly, a lot of people in the state hate this region, and they don't think much about the city of St. Louis. And if they think that it would screw somebody up somehow, they might vote for it. So
please,
that's why,
sir, have mercy on St. Charles County. Like Puss in Boots, like the picture of the little cat with his cute eyes.
Mercy. Please have mercy. Exactly. All right, coming up, we'll get to our winner for the Queen of Hearts. We're going to be back with that, and hopefully more on this NIL discussion.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When we come back. All right, welcome back. You know, I played this bite earlier from Chris Sununu. If you heard this yesterday, he's been out on CNN. And, you know, I got some issues with Chris. He was always, he was a Nikki Haley supporter. In fact, he was a Nikki Haley supporter to the point of being a never-Trumper. I listened to him. Kilmeade used to have him on as a guest. Kilmeade's friends with him personally. He had him on his show quite often talking about these different issues. Lo and behold, a lot of these people that were never-Trumpers have suddenly come around. Sununu is one of them, and I'm happy to see it, but I'm also, at the same time, not hugely surprised because the guy's not running for Senate. He's not currently a candidate. He's the former governor. So he's not, I don't know what he's got to win or lose here, if he's hoping for some sort of political appointment. But he got into it with the folks on CNN. Maybe he's hoping to be the next Scott Jennings, you think? I mean, it's possible, I guess.
Maybe.
Here it is. Listen.
Coverage whatsoever. Democrats and Republicans right now in Congress, I just decided I wasn't running for Senate, partially because I don't think that they have the the balls to do what has to be done. Excuse me.
Can we say
because
that
it's really it's a serious issue.
Yes,
and they talk a good game and they do nothing. So, you know, let's give Trump a little credit for saying, I'm willing to do the hard things. I'm willing to do things no one else has ever tried, whether it's closing a border, going after DOGE, finding efficiency, having to cut government workers when you have to do it. I think his team, if anything, is failing him
and
that they make mistakes.
Yeah, that's sort of a backhanded compliment. But what you heard, if you listened to the very middle of that, was the nugget that he, you got to give Trump some credit. You're going to hear that. You've got to hear that more and more these days, right? I mean, I'm watching Jasmine Crockett, because she is the leader of the Democratic Party now, say things like this. Go to cut 10 for me, Carl, please.
You've got to do better to connect the dots and let people know the reason you can't afford a home is because of these failed immigration policies. The reason you're not going to be able to afford your food is because of these failed immigration policies. And the same can go for the hospitality industries, where we have so many of those in the hospitality industry that are saying they do not have the workers that they need right now.
So if I'm hearing this correctly, you can't afford your groceries and your restaurant prices are going up because the restaurants can't hire illegal immigrants to work in the restaurants, I guess, and bus tables and do all those things that they're not supposed to be doing anyway if they're here illegally?
I guess so, yeah. Those poor restaurants not able to hire the illegals. Yeah. That's so discriminatory.
Well, this is the nonsense of it, right? It's the nonsense. It's the lie you're going to hear all day long today regarding this El Salvadorian immigrant. And you got to remember what's going on here, folks. Don't lose sight of this. If you just Google it, all of the stories about this Garcia guy tell you that he's a poor guy. He lived here for 13 years illegally. He got married. He was the father to three disabled children. Boo hoo. He was here illegally. The police investigated him for being affiliated with a gang. A deportation judge agreed. So, first of all, he's here illegally, strike one. Strike number two, he's a gang member. He's an MS-13 gang member, as determined by a deportation judge. This wasn't the Trump administration who determined this. It was during the Biden administration, okay? And then they deported him. The mistake was the judge said, yeah, he's an illegal criminal, gang member, but you can't send him back to El Salvador because other gang members might kill him. Well, if you're a gang member, don't you wake up every day with that fear? I mean, I don't know. I've never been a gang member.
I did. When I was in the gang, I absolutely did.
Thank you for that insight, because having not been there, I just don't know. But I would think that would be like a daily fear of life if you're in a gang, that you might get shot by another gang member. That's the only thing that's happened here. It's not some big trumping of this guy's constitutional rights, because he doesn't have many. We'll be back in just a minute.
Guns N' Roses, Queen of Hearts, benefiting the St. Louis Backstoppers.
Well, that didn't take long. Congratulations. I'm telling you what, man, if you have not taken part in this Queen of Hearts drawing yet for Guns N' Roses, the raffle that we have the winner each week right here exclusively as the radio partner, you're losing out. You're wasting your money on the lottery. The odds are much better here in this jackpot. Somebody won today. And we get to announce the winner, which is fantastic. So here's how it happens. They have you go in and you buy 5 cards or 10 cards or whatever. And then when they pull your card, your slot, if it pulls a Queen of Heart, you win. It's like a 50-50. You win half the jackpot. Somebody just walked away with $1,200 a few minutes ago. And the lucky winner was Queen of Hearts slot number 38. And here's the winning ticket number if you're taking part in this. 297-815-234. 297-815-234. Slot 38 and the Queen of Hearts popped up. So now they will reset the board and start selling tickets again. The jackpot right now drops down to $1,200, and it will start building again till somebody else gets the Queen of Hearts. Now, you can get other face cards, and you can win smaller amounts of money, but you have a chance of getting that Queen of Hearts. Somebody won today. That's a big deal. It took us a minute to figure out what was going on here because we didn't get our email as quickly as we thought, and then we realized somebody won. So congratulations. Listen, this is going to happen every week all year long because all of the money is going to get contributed to Guns N' Roses, who then makes it part of the total check they give at the end of the year to Backstoppers. $1 million last year, which is pretty awesome. And thanks to Steve Hawley and all the folks over at Guns N' Roses for all they do. And we're happy that we can take part in it. What's that website? Is Guns?
Mm.
Let's see, what is it?
STL.
STL.
GunsNHoses.com.
Yeah, STLGunsNHoses.com. You'll see you'll see it right up there on the main page when you go there, and that's how you can link to the Queen of Hearts raffle to buy tickets. And go ahead and buy them because the money's all going to a great cause, and you might win half the jackpot. I mean, every time I go to a game down there, I always buy into the 50-50, where it's a Cardinals game or a Blues game or whatever, because you never know. Sometimes those jackpots are $20,000-$30,000, right? And so this is a smaller jackpot, but somebody got $1,200 this morning.
I would take that.
Congratulations. That'd make for a good weekend, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
I'd probably go straight to the Range St. Louis West.
You were going to say you'd go get bourbon.
Well, that too. I could afford a bottle of Pappy if I had $1,200, Carl. You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're
saying. We spend our money so differently, Mark.
I'm just kidding. My guess is if I won that, my wife would have some say in how that money got spent.
Depends whether she knew that you won.
Well, there's always that, Carl Middleman. Thank you.
Come on now. You wouldn't just not tell her you won.
No, probably not.
I wonder how many spouses do that, though.
I'd probably split it with her. I could buy a nice gun for $600, so that'd be good. You know
as long as you get your gun, you're good.
As long as I get what I want, I'm good. That happens to be often
the motto of a lot of people. Yeah,
I know. That's a good point,
and my
though.
Toddler.
That's a good point, though. I have known in my lifetime, Kim, and I don't know if this is controversial for you or not, I've known a lot of men in my life that keep a separate bank account for their play money.
Oh, no.
So their spouse doesn't have any say over what they do with that pot of money. As long as it's not affecting the family money, the money that the family operates on and pays the bills out of and all that stuff. It's a separate fund.
But so we have technically in our budget, we have like Michael's fun money, more or less, and Kim's fun money. That's what we call
all
it.
Right.
So we can decide how to spend that, but it's not a separate account that I have that he doesn't know about where I keep that money. So that, I think, is where I would draw the line.
Well, that's the question I probably should ask these guys. Does your wife know about that other account? I suspect the answer in a couple of cases, thinking of these individuals, the answer was probably no. But, you know, maybe you just reached that agreement. Here's what I like to do. I like to go hunting. And I like to go hunting in Nebraska, or I like to go hunting in Montana. And those are sometimes big ticket items. So maybe each month out of my paycheck, I put an extra $30 or $40 or $50 into this account so that as it builds up, I've got the money in there I need to fund those trips. It may be something like that. That would work.
And that way
the money's kept separately. It's kind of segregated from the money you use to pay bills and live your life, and then you could do that.
I wish I were adorable enough to sell bracelets on my street or glasses of lemonade, because my nephew has made little bracelet things with my niece and, you know, cups of lemonade and stuff. And they, you know, of course, everyone wants to support an adorable kid who's being a little entrepreneur and working hard and things like that. And so, man, they've made a bunch of stuff, and then they've been able to spend it on different things. And it's been cool to watch them get so excited about working hard and making money.
Always love those stories when the local authorities come in and try to ask if you've got a business license to some little kid who's selling lemonade on the sidewalk. Those are always embarrassing.
Remember Doge uncovered that a kid had been given an SBA loan that was worth, tens of thousands of dollars or something. It was some astronomical amount.
Well, they had people in there yesterday they uncovered that were receiving money that were 115 years old. And the oldest person we know of in the country is like 114 or something. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's fraudulent.
I thought it was like 300. It was something way more ridiculous than
Grandpa
115.
Grandpa got kicked the bucket, and then the family just kept taking the check each month. I mean, come on.
We're going back to pre-Jesus days with Noah and everyone who did live hundreds of years.
Yeah. Yeah, well, see, those are the kinds of things that are indefensible, and you notice that the Democrats, they don't outwardly complain about them, but what is it you're worried about? That's what I wanted to ask that crowd that gathered on the side of the road to protest Elon Musk last weekend in the pouring rain. If it hadn't been pouring rain, I was going to get out and ask him, what is it he's done in terms of saving money that has offended you so much? Why would you want this to continue?
He's firing people. He's cutting Social Security, which is not true. He's cutting Medicaid. Well, we don't know. There might be some changes to that. Cutting Medicare, that's not true.
That's because most of these people that are complaining like their elected Democrat officials that they elect, they kneel at the altar of big government. And when you threaten to cut anything out of big government, that affects their religion, and they can't stand that. That's it at the end of the day, that's what they're upset about. Their fear that their government might somehow get smaller and not control every aspect of your life, which is what we as conservatives want it to do, is get smaller, for sure. All right, quick break here. And I'm not sure if we're going to get our buddy Lucas or not, but I am going to talk a little bit about the hearings yesterday on this NIL money. The whole concept, it irritates me and it fascinates me. We're going to talk about it when we come back.
Well, Brett, first of all, thank you for having us. And, you know, from where I sit today, federal preemption, having a standardized platform that oversees and governs NIL is critically important. Today, 34 states see it very differently, and it's relatively unruly.
Yeah, I mean, just the volume of laws that are being passed on a state level are just making it really difficult for us to regulate and compete nationally. Like every single time someone doesn't like a ruling or something coming from the NCAA, we end up in litigation. Those rules then, get abrogated and we're back to the start. So,
yeah, that was the Big 12 commissioner, and there were four of them that testified before Congress yesterday because they want Congress to come in and set a national standard for national image and likeness, right? For these college players, they instead of the NCAA just taking the bull by the horns and saying these are our rules, we don't care what your individual states say, you can't play for us unless you follow these rules. That strikes me that would be the easiest way to fix this problem. I don't know what I'm missing here. Like if California decides, well, our players can take money. Well, no, they can't. If you want to play at an NCAA sanctioned school, you cannot. So the schools will have to decide which master they're going to follow. I'd say they'd follow the NCAA, if I'm not wrong about that, because they want to be able to compete in NCAA March Madness and the Frozen Four and all of this stuff.
I agree there should be some sort of a national standard, not school by school, because that will just get too convoluted. But something you and I also agree on, Mark, is that there should be something in place where it prevents these players from constantly transferring. You're there for a year, then you hop around here, and then you go there. You're just dipping your toe. There's no loyalty. I think at the very least you should be expected to stay at a school for, I would say, minimum 2 years.
Two
I understand
years,
if you're redshirted, you could be there for five.
It used to be like that.
It should be two.
Before NIL, it used to be like that. If you transferred and then you quit after a year, you lost a year of eligibility. You had to commit yourself to a school, number one. That's the first thing you need to do. Number two, they need to cap the amount of money these athletes can make. that levels the playing field. There has to be a maximum. Maybe you could guarantee somebody, if you come here, you'll get the maximum NIL money that we're allowed to give you, but we can't give you more than that.
So what would that amount be, ballpark?
I don't know. I mean, some of these kids are making a million and a half, $2 million a year in NIL money because, you know, a local car dealership and or other several different people from the alumni field. Like if you go to, I'm not singling out Arkansas, don't email me, but like if you go to Arkansas, the Walton family lives down there. They're billionaires, right? So the university's got all kinds of money to play with when it comes to, and a huge donor base from all of their alumni. University of Kentucky, I'm sure Duke, I'm sure North Carolina, Kansas, all of them have this base of people who donate money. Unless you can set some sort of a cap on that, some are going to be able to give more than others. And particularly the smaller schools are going to suffer. How is SLU ever going to compete with Mizzou or Kansas in terms of the amount of money they could offer an athlete to come and play there?
Right.
So it relegates some schools to a lesser status as a result of that.
Mm-hmm.
But I also understand the frustration on the part of some of the athletes because of the rules. I mean, I've argued they should just give them a salary and not let them make these millions of dollars. I think I kind of think that's ridiculous.
I think it's a little ridiculous that they're expecting to get a salary when they're already getting, in some cases,
yes,
a full ride. I mean, let's be real. Are they going to a bar and having to pay for drinks? No. I mean, people are probably paying for them. There's a lot of perks. They work very hard. But I don't think that in college they need to be, you know, given this exorbitant amount of money. I find that a little crazy.
The rules for amateur athletics for the longest time was that you couldn't be considered a professional. And if you were taking money from another organization, then you fell into the professional category. I have a friend whose son was a very good triathlete. So he was world recognized and like was able to get sponsors who wanted to give him bikes and other things. And he did that separately from participating at the college level for cross country and stuff for the university. And he wasn't allowed to accept any of those perks while also getting his education, even though it was separate from what he was doing. So they've got to set up a common sense set of rules to where they can deal with these things. And hopefully they can get it figured out sooner rather than later. Some colleges won't have any of the same names on their roster next year when they're in the NCAA playing than they did this year.
How is a school like Mizzou going to recruit 5-star recruits, which we have gotten in the past?
Yes.
If you have KU that's offering so much more money in NIL, I mean, you're still close enough to this area where a St. Louis boy is going to want to, is at least going to consider going to KU, even though it's the rival. Money speaks. Thousands of dollars might be enough to push them over there.
That's right. Would take millions for me to become a Jayhawk. I can tell you that. That would never happen. Not that it would anyway. I'm just kidding you. A little poke at my Kansas fans out there. All right. Hey, Brian Kilmeade coming up next. Maybe he'll be talking about NIL a little bit today since that was all on the Brett Baer show yesterday. And then we'll get to the Annie Fry show, the Mark Reardon show. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Men, when was the last time you felt unstoppable? Low testosterone could be draining your energy, strength, and sex drive. At Beaumont Health and Wellness, we help men reclaim their power with hormone replacement therapy, weight loss, and IV hydration. Get peak performance with our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to fire up your system. Beaumont Health and Wellness. Age is just a number. Desire is forever. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.